Four new pharmaceutical production lines inaugurated. The high-tech drugs are in the form of pellets and direct compression granules. The new drugs are prescribed for a wide range of illnesses, and as officials say, they save the country millions of dollars. The CEO of Daru Pash Chemical Company, DPPC, told us about their achievement.
Today we inaugurated production lines of four types of pellets. Orlistat is used as an anti-obesity drug. Tamsulosin is prescribed for prostate treatment, sodium diclofenac is a pain reliever and anti-inflammation drug, and theophylline is used for removing clots from blood vessels.
The West has imposed unilateral sanctions against Iran over its peaceful nuclear program. The sanctions have, to a little extent, targeted Iran's pharmaceutical industry despite its humanitarian role. But as the CEO of Tamin Pharmaceutical Investment Company, TPICO, says, the effects are temporary.
We may have encountered some temporary problems in some areas, but we have managed to provide people with the medicine they need. Iran's deputy health minister says local pharmaceutical production meets almost all domestic needs and that parts of the products are exported.
On the list of countries Iran exports its medicine to are countries that deny Iran raw material for its pharmaceutical needs.
We produce around 97% of the local needs inside the country. In addition, we export medicine to more than 30 countries, including Germany, Turkey, Japan, Taiwan, India, Syria, and Armenia. But of course, we have some limitations in the area of raw material.
Pellets can be used in production of tablets and capsules that deliver single active compounds as well as multiple active compounds, each requiring different release patterns within a single dosage form. One of the main advantages of pellets is that they can be used to fill different strength dosage form, thus avoiding repetitious and costly strength-specific validations.
Iran officials and other pharmaceutical industry experts say that the West unilateral sanctions have affected Iran's pharmaceutical industry to some extent. But inauguration of production lines like this and others in the future is an effective means to counter those sanctions. Arash Khaladari, Press TV, Tehran.